Welcome, everyone, to this special edition of the Nats GM Show. A Nats GM Show short, if you wish. I'm your host, Ryan Sullivan, editor-in-chief of NatsGM.com and the Baron of All Baseball Podcasts. This episode is a collaborative effort between Nova Pro Wrestling, VA Wrestling on Twitter, and ourselves here at the Nats GM Show. We are proudly sponsored by No Halftime and the No Halftime app.
Hey guys, this is Jay Lethal, the undisputed champion of the world, and you're listening to the Nats GM Show.
Without further ado, I am proud to welcome a local product from Northern Virginia, one of the top wrestlers in the world, and the man known as the original playa from the Himalaya, Sanjay Dutt. Sanjay, welcome to the Nats GM Show.
Hey, how are you guys? How's everything going?
Everything's great. It's a real trip. As I said to you off air, it's a real trip to be on the phone with you. I've been a fan of yours for a long time, so it's very cool to be talking to you and getting to interview you a little bit.
Awesome.
Well, first place I need to start is I want to thank Nova Pro Wrestling for helping putting this together and getting us on the phone together. So thank you. And I want to talk about Nova Pro a little bit. You've got a big match coming up August 12th, their One Crazy Summer event.
Yes, absolutely. Down in Fairfax at the J, we've been running there a few times now. I guess you could call it our home base, and you know, things have been kind of growing every show, and I'm really looking forward to August, and we've got another one coming up in September as well, right now we're all focused on August.
Very, very cool. Tell me a little bit about what you've seen from the development of the company. I believe this is the fifth or sixth show they're going to be running here in August, and it's amazing the talent that they've been bringing through, and just the crowds are getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I think that's probably the main thing is that, you know, just the fan base has grown from the first show. You know, you always want fan base to grow, and you want it to grow at, a fast speed as a company. And I think that they've kind of accomplished that, you know, like you said, 5-6 shows in. And, you know, we've created a very loyal fan base, I feel. And given the Northern Virginia area, you know, something that they haven't seen ever, I want to say, you know, last time anybody ran the area was quite some number of years ago, and you know, ever since then nobody's even really tried or attempted to run the area, and you know, Nova Pro's come along and not just run the area, but you know, run some really good strong shows with strong talent.
Well, and I think most people that are listening to this probably know about indie wrestling, but for those that are maybe just getting familiarized with what indie wrestling is, what does that mean for both the wrestlers and the fans kind of in this area, as you alluded to?
I think that lately, especially, the independent pro wrestling scene is kind of booming. It's wrestling on the fringe of the pro wrestling industry. It's hip, it's cool, it's different, it's not what you see on television, it's at times the antithesis of what you see on television pro wrestling. You know, it's local guys, it's stars from the past, the stars of tomorrow, all in one place, you know, doing what indie wrestling is best known for, which is actual action-packed, you know, matches. And you know, it's an intimate experience, it's an intimate atmosphere where there's a lot of fan interaction. Wrestlers are, you know, easily accessible. It's a very loose, fun atmosphere. You know, much different from when you go to the big arena pro wrestling events.
Yeah, that's a great point. Very, very different atmosphere, and awfully cool to just be able to walk up to your favorite wrestler and talk to him just like a regular guy, you know, on the street.
That, you know, I think that's the biggest sell. I think you know, as a, you know, and I'm still a fan. You know, that's the biggest sell. That I can go up to whoever, you know, my favorite wrestler, whoever that may be, and strike up a conversation with you. You know, you'll never get that experience at any of the television companies.
Very, very true. Let me. I'd love to transition a little bit if I could, and I'd love to talk about your time in TNA, which I think is certainly the place that I know you best for, and I think most people that are listening to this.
Sure.
Just when you look back now at your run at TNA, I just kind of what was you know, your favorite match and or your favorite you know, angle during your time there?
I love my time there. I think that there we had, you know, we had something really special going on at that time period with the X Division and the, you know, all the guys that were in there and you know, just young, hungry talent that knew how to wrestle really, really well. You put those guys out on television, you give them time, and that's the magic that was created with the X Division. You know, some of my favorite stuff, I guess I'd say the Jay Lethal SoCal Val love triangle, that was some fun stuff.
Well, and I think that's where, if I have it right, you and Jay Lethal became good friends kind of off screen as well?
Yeah, we actually, we've been friends, gosh, you know, ages, over 10 years. We first met, I want to say, the early 2000s when we were first starting out. So, you know, we're still best friends. He's my best friend in life, in and out of the ring.
What is Jay like off screen?
I guess the same as you see on screen. That's really, I mean, he's a charming, personable, you know, guy. He's such a laid back, down to earth guy, and I think that even in his heel persona, you can kind of see those personality traits come out.
Yeah. In a previous answer, you mentioned kind of the X Division, and I wanted to ask you a little bit with the attention, you know, with the WWE doing the Cruiserweight Classic now. I don't want to word this too strongly, but do you think that TNA really missed the ball by not running with the X Division, you know, shoot, 8-10 years ago now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I'm not the only one to probably say that either. I think that, you know, they had something that was significantly different than you know, everything else that was going on, and I'm not sure what the thought process was where, you know, someone said, let's, you know, take the focus off of this stuff and give it to something else. And I think if they really focus on that, you know, even look at the landscape of WWE has changed where, you know, guys are getting hired, you know, more for their merits and their skill set rather than their size or who they know.
Yeah, that's a very, very great point. With that, what are your thoughts on Raw bringing back the Cruiserweight division? Do you think they give that the proper time it needs and let them run with it? Or do you think, you know, maybe we see him?
You know, It's hard to say. Maybe they got 3 hours. So, I mean, you know, 3 hours with a smaller roster, it's than before the draft. So I think, you know, it's the time is right to give these guys, you know, a good amount of time and you know, if it's anything like the guys that they got in the tournament, you know, it's a bunch of awesome, talented young dudes that could definitely benefit from getting, you know, a good 15 minutes on television.
Yeah, the only ball they dropped in that process was not having you in the tournament themselves.
Tell me about it, huh? Right?
I can't believe they didn't have you in there, to be honest with you.
I know. Throw me a bone here, guys.
Another question I have for you is just, what is it like participating in an Ultimate X match? I mean, I can't imagine what you guys go through just in a regular match, how you feel the next day, but Ultimate X has got to take...
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I did the early ones where it was just the cables and there was no trusses above it, where now if you watch the new incarnation, there's a truss above it. And so basically, you know, now the new style where... you can actually kind of stand on top of the cable and hold on to, you know, this truss above you. And, you know, I think it was a couple of years ago where I actually was on top of the truss, which is even, you know, much higher than the cable itself. And me and Trent Barreto, we were walking on it and I was terrified. Terrified. The first incarnation of the match, the way they set it up was, that's okay. You know, you're hanging and you fall and, you know, that was bad enough, but when they added that other element, and that made it even more terrifying than anything.
Was that one of those, did you have several of those, I immediately regret this decision kind of moments?
Well, yeah, you know what, when you're standing up there and the whole thing is you know, kind of wobbly, you kind of rethink your life decisions.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Sanjay, I'd love to, I don't want to keep you too long, but I'd love to play a kind of a round of rapid fire with you, ask a couple questions, and first thing that comes on top of your head.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's, first question, favorite sports team?
You know what? I don't watch any sports, so I'm just going to, by default, say the Redskins or the Nationals because it's my hometown.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Best meal in D.C., both upscale and, you know, comfort food-wise.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a simple guy. I'd probably just go with Chipotle. I'm so simple, man. It doesn't take much to impress me.
What do you get at Chipotle? What do you run with there?
I get a chicken bowl with white rice and the mild.
You got to stay healthy, right? Got to stay thin.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Dream opponent, current or all time, you've yet to face?
Sabu, actually. I never got to face him one on one. I prefer to go back in time, maybe 15 years, and do it than today.
Wow, all the stuff that you were doing with him in TNA, you never actually.
No, we just tag team. We tagged quite regularly, but we never had a one on one.
Well, Sabu does some stuff on the indies. I mean, it wouldn't be the same as you said 15 years ago, but that still would be. I'd pay to see that match.
Yeah, I just, you know, he's. I saw him last weekend, and it hits him real bad, and I it breaks my heart to see kind of the pain he's in now.
Yeah, it's a shame. Next question, in top opponent you've faced all time.
Wow, that's a good one. I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's see. I don't have many favorites. I guess by default, you know, I'll just go back to Lethal. You know, we had some really cool stuff, and we did the house show run, so it was kind of like every weekend, multiple times, 3 to 4 times a week, you worked in the same guy. But you know, it was always, we always switched up. We had fun with it, and you know, even with the feud, they threw some ladder matches, this matches. So anyway, that was a lot of fun.
All right, generic question, but I got to ask you your favorite match you've ever had all time.
One that really sticks out. Like I'm not a favorite guy. I don't have any favorites, but one that really, really sticks out is Cage of Death 6. Me and M Dog 20. We did a Loser Leaves Town match at CZW, it was just this crazy electric atmosphere, man. I can't put it in words. It was a really, really cool, special match.
Can we find that online somewhere?
I'm not sure if it's online, but I know that Smart Mark Videos got DVDs, and back in the day they had cassettes, but they've got DVDs.
Wow.
Yeah, they've got DVDs, Blu-rays. Go to smartmarkvideo.com. I'm sure that they've got it up there.
Next question for you is, what's the one thing that you think, if you, as a wrestler, you would love to tell the fans?
That's interesting. What would I tell the fans? I think that there's a general pocket of fans that realize that what we do is not easy, but I also realize that there's a larger facet that may think that it is an easy, glamorous thing. But it, I'd want to say to the fans that it's not as easy as you might think, and there's a lot of not just a physical toll, but mental toll, emotional toll. It's a rough industry to be in, and it's a rougher industry to, you know, kind of thrive in and continue to make a living. And I think that's the toughest part. You know, there's a group of guys that are not contracted that are out there, you know, doing their thing. And I'm out there, you know, I'm one of them, and I'm trying to do my thing and make a living at it. And it's hard when you don't have somebody behind you, but it is possible, and but it's hard. So I'd say, hey, it's hard, and every bit of support that comes our way really, really means the world.
Very cool. Very good. Very good message. Very cool. Last question I have for you is, most underrated wrestler in the world today.
Most underrated wrestler today. That is, that's interesting. Gosh. I don't know. Would Cesaro be considered underrated? I don't know. I think the world of him. I've wrestled him a few times in the past, quite a few times in the past. I think that he definitely is one of the best in the world today.
Yeah, he's certainly one of the most underutilized. I'd certainly use that word, too.
Yeah, right. I think that's a great way to put it.
So, Sanjay, I'd love to give you a spot here to hype your match and hype everything going on at One Crazy Summer, August 12th, and give you a spot for your plugs, kind of where everybody can find you, social media, pro wrestling tees, and everything in between.
Yeah, I appreciate that. August 12th, like you said, we're going to be in Fairfax, Silver Pro Wrestling. It's going to be a good one. Friday night at the Jewish Community Center in Fairfax. Nova Pro is really, really special to me. I specifically that venue in Fairfax, you know, I grew up in a house 5 miles down the street from where that is. So to get the opportunity to wrestle there, it's so close to where I grew up. And, you know, I'm still a Northern Virginia native. I'll never leave. I'll die here. So it's special to me. It's so special to me that somebody has, you know, picked up the ball and said, you know, we're gonna bring great wrestling to the Nova area for the Nova Pro Wrestling fans, which there's so many, but they just never got a chance to have something in their backyard. It's locally owned, it's locally operated, so you're supporting people, in your backyard, and that means the world to not only the wrestlers at Nova Pro, but it means the world to the people behind the scenes making Nova Pro possible. And we hope that, you know, that support can continue so we can bring this thing to the fans on, you know, a monthly basis and keep bringing in, you know, bigger stars and bigger names and different wrestlers that you may not get the chance to see, you know, live in action in Northern Virginia. And, you know, we're trying to give you that opportunity. So August 12th, come on out, Fairfax, Friday night, Jewish Community Center. I'll be there. Cedric Alexander, Shane Strickland, Bobby Shields, Logan, Logan Easton LaRue, John Kerman, the late, great Big John Studd's son. He'll be in action as well. So it's going to be an action-packed night. And if you want to follow them, I think it's at BA Wrestling on Twitter. I'm at Sanjay Dutterson. And if you'd if you feel like buying a T-shirt of mine and throwing some support my way, prowrestlingtees.com/SanjayDutt. I'll be at the matches wherever I am. Come see me. Come say hi. And I appreciate the time, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sanjay. As I said, been a huge fan of yours for a long time, so it's a real trip to be able to get to talk to you. And it's been a lot of fun getting to see you up close and personal at the Nova Pro events the last couple of months.
You're gonna be at the next one?
Oh, absolutely. I've been to I think 3 of the 5 now, and I'll definitely be there on the 12th.
Ah, love it. That's what I like to hear. All right, man. Well, then come stop by and we'll have a chat.
I definitely will. Thank you so very much, Sanjay, and good luck. Stay healthy, and I'll see you on the 12th.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And that was my interview with Sanjay Dutt, indie wrestler, superstar, and truly one of the greatest wrestlers in the world. And as you heard, a great guy on top of it. I want to thank him for coming on and sharing a few minutes of time and hyping up the August 12th event. So definitely head out there. As I mentioned, this is a collaborative effort between VA Wrestling, Nova Pro, and myself. So definitely check them out. It's VA Wrestling on Twitter. That's where you can get all their information. And definitely check them out. I'll be out there on the 12th, so come say hello. It'll be a great time, and you heard the card. It's going to be a fantastic event, and Friday night, you can't beat it locally, so get yourself out there and have some fun. As I mentioned, and at the top of the show, and I want to mention one more time, we are sponsored by No Halftime and the No Halftime app. What is No Halftime, you may ask? Let me fill you in real briefly and quickly. You're staring at your weekly fantasy opponent and thinking to yourself, I would love to challenge just one of his players, not his entire team. But your fantasy sports service doesn't allow you to. Now you can on the all-new No Halftime app. The No Halftime app allows you to create individual challenges using players or teams. For example, you can pit Bryce Harper versus Mike Trout, Miguel Cabrera versus Manny Machado, or Chris Davis versus Matt Kemp. Creating a challenge takes seconds, and accepting challenges is even easier. No Halftime challenges can be private or public and created for the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, PGA, and other sports. Join today and get started. Real money and fantasy supremacy awaits you. And now you can also try No Halftime for free with $0 challenges. Visit NoHalftime.com for more information and to download the No Halftime app for your iPhone or Android device. Receive a bonus by entering in the promo code NATSGM at signup. Receive a free t-shirt when you make a deposit. No Halftime, where the fantasy sports season never takes a break. Guys, definitely check out the No Halftime app, by the way. I know you hear somebody read it, but do a read and talk about the product. But it's definitely a very cool thing. I've been getting into it recently. And No Halftime and the No Halftime app, just definitely check it out. It's a fun thing and definitely worth your time. So with that, this Nats GM short is a wrap. Bye for now.